Okay, guys. Okay, so yesterday we talked about, we discussed Shitas HaRambam, that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Sunday and the days leading up to Sunday are also do business with Christians. Now, Rabbi Shmuel has a position in the Gemara a little bit earlier on Vavam and Aleph. One second. So Rabbi Shmuel's position is Shlosh Lefneim uShlosh Achrayim. Right? Rabbi Shmuel's position is that you can't do business 3 days before and 3 days after. We'll get to Rabbi Shmuel's position. And therefore, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, La'olam Aser. Right? Whenever you have their holiday, it's going to be Aser.
Right?
Now, so what I mentioned to you before that I know that people are listening to our shiur. I don't know how many people are listening, but I know that my dear friend Adam Ariel is listening, and he's probably going to listen to this also.
Hey, Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
Hey, Adam.
We always do shout-outs for Adam when I know he's listening.
Adam.
So Adam,
like
he doesn't like when I praise him, but I emailed Adam back this morning and I said, Adam, please move to Israel so I will not give any shiur without you reviewing. First, Adam always finds what I missed, and Adam emails me back and he says, you're not going to get away with not telling them that the Rambam is explicit in the Gemara, are you? What does he mean? So, and here we get to the editing. In our Gemara, the Gemara just says that, according to Yishmael, Olam Aser, right? But, and I pulled up for you, on the Friedberg manuscript, Talmud Bavli variants. Here, Max will have to help me here. Right? It is. He's a wonderful person. I mean, Friedberg is a wonderful person. I happen to know him because he's Torontonian.
You know the keys without these.
Yes. So, okay. So Max is going to have to help me. In our Gemara, it says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says, 3 days before the holiday, 3 days after the holiday, so La'olam Aser will always be Aser. Right?
I still don't understand Aser.
We'll have to come to it, okay? We'll get back to it. Right now, we're just focusing on this. But Max, I need you to read me. In the uncensored manuscripts, there's one keyword, which is what? That's missing.
No.
It's highlighted in red by here.
Sorry.
No. Notary!
Notary, sorry.
Notary! In the non-censored
right.
versions, what does it say?
Notary.
Christians! Meaning, according to... And I he sent me a link, and if you want to look at... This is the manuscripts in the Friedberg Geniza Project. Lines up the Gemara with all variants, so you can look.
Is this like Bar Ilan?
No, it's an online free thing.
Bar Ilan's cost
a lot of money.
I don't know why I do it.
Totally worth it, but yes. So Adam sent me a discussion of it where someone, if you didn't believe that, you can actually look at the manuscript itself. Here.
Is it?
Shimon.
Yeah.
What word is there in the middle of the manuscript?
That clearly says notary.
Notary! So the simple is shot.
Notary or
notary? Notary. Meaning student of Jesus of Nazareth, or Christian in English.
Yeah, that's gonna
right?
Be 3 years.
So the simplest shot,
it's like, an awesome
like it or not, is that according to the Gemara, at least according to this, that Christians were considered
okay. We name our podcast.
This is not a podcast. This is only in Wayutera. We do have a Migdal Jar podcast as well. Anyone listening,
this is a podcast.
Free ad. We do have a podcast.
We have a podcast. This is our
which is supposed to have other people on, but at the moment only has me.
Anyone listening,
only has the Agata to share. For people who like
shameless promotion.
We have a team for the Camp Ask Marathon.
Shameless promotion.
This is like, you know, this is like the what's it called? It's like, you know, you watch a YouTube video and you're like, please subscribe to our channel below. So please, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe. Subscribe to our to our podcast channel, Yeshiva Migdal Torah. Available on Google Play and on the iStore.
Really? Donate to Habs.
Yes, it is actually. Thank you, John. Thank you, John Deutsch.
Oh wow.
Yes. Okay. That's the Rambam. Tosvos we saw yesterday, and we saw that at least the way many of the Acharim understand it, according to the Ramah's understanding of Tosvos, Tosvos says that non-Jews are not muzharim l'shateif, or in your menuchim al-hashituf, which they understand to mean that while for Jews, Trinitarianism is Avodah Zarah, for non-Jews it's not. Now,
wait, but the whole
Nahum's right. This is a problem philosophically. Right? How could it be? Right? How could it be that something is Avodah Zarah for Jews and not for non-Jews? Right? So we said, you're right. You're right. It's a Greisa Kafshah. It doesn't really make sense. But we have noted that there are differences between Avodah Zarah for Jews and non-Jews because...
Also, why is Trinitarianism is there for Jews? Because the whole point is just believing in one God.
I mean, so we will see, we haven't gotten there yet, we will see that there is going to be one shita that goes even farther than this, but let's hold with Tosfos for a moment. Tosfos seems to have this bizarre position that Christianity is, right, Trinitarianism, at least, is observed for Jews, but not for non-Jews. Now, there are sects of Christianity that don't believe in the Trinity as a Godhead. The most extreme is Unitarianism, right? Which, as its name indicates, unitary, right? They believe that Jesus is only the Messiah, but in no way has divinity, right? So yes, as Rav Henkin notes, that... What?
How controversial is that? It sounds like really far off from what every other...
Meaning it is a very monotheistic sect of Christianity, and yes, they are probably not even, maybe even according to the Rambam, Avodah Zarah. Okay.
So you can go into their church.
But into a Unitarian church, presumably. Yeah, that's what I can suggest.
Presumably.
Now, the problem with reading Tosfos the way we did, as Shimon already noted, and Nachum noted, and everyone noted, right, is one, that's weird.
Yeah.
Mazah. Right? Either it's idolatry or it's not idolatry. It is or it isn't.
Well,
right?
I thought we only consider it idolatry because it's kosher for
the fact that it's
no. That's the way the Rama understands it. But that's a weird thing to say, right? Meaning either it's polytheism or it's monotheism. Don't tell me it's monotheism for goyim and polytheism for Jews. That's very bizarre.
No, it is it's monotheism even for Jews because they only believe in one God.
No, but it's not. It's three, right?
It's
meaning not, either it's three or it's one.
It's not three gods. It's one God. So,
either you count that as polytheism or not, right? I mean, Tosfos clearly distinguishes. So you're right. Mamonavshach. Either you think it's mamish monotheism and it's not Avodah Zarah for Jews, which is bad, right? No one ever says, no one really wants to say that. Or you say it's polytheism for non-Jews, Avodah Zarah for non-Jews,
right?
Second of all, right? Even if you don't want to distinguish, besides for the problem of polytheism, there's another problem, which is iconography, right?
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you think that in theory the Trinity is
that's what we were talking about,
right? Right. That even if you think in theory the Trinity is not Avodah Zarah, that doesn't mean that Christians aren't over the Avodah Zarah, because if you know, you could be worshiping one God, but if you do it derech an idol, right? Remember the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah tells you the history of Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. Right? The Rambam says Avodah Zarah didn't start with believing in idols. It started with believing in God and thinking that God wanted you to worship Him through the vehicle of the sun and the moon and the stars, and then eventually people thought that you should worship God by worshiping idols, like statues of the sun, the moon, but they were worshiping God just two steps removed. And then eventually, Ta'ut, Yarda, right? Eventually, people forgot the original one, and they started worshiping the idols themselves. But the Rambam says that the original of Avodah Zarah, people still recognized it was God, they were just using idols, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda Levi, that was the Egal Zav. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari, the Egal Zav wasn't idolatry in the sense that they were worshipping it. They were worshipping God through the idol, but that's Avodah Zarah.
I thought the whole part thing with the Egal Zav was they needed a new leader.
That's what they say. Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Right? But the way the Kuzari understands it was not that they needed a new God, they needed a new representative of God. Right? To replace Moshe, not to replace God, to replace Moshe. And the Kuzari says, right, that's what was going on. But according to the Rambam, that's Avodah Zarah Mamish.
But it's not.
No, it is.
What, do they need a new Moshe, not a new...
That's exactly my point. Is that according to the Rambam and according to Kuzari, Avodah Zarah isn't only worshipping idols as a deity. Even if you worship an idol...
In stam.
As a representative of God, that's also idolatry.
It wasn't a representative of God, it was a representative of Moshe.
As an intermediary to God.
Moshe was as a leader.
But they crossed the line, right? Because they say, Kizemo, right?
So by them looking,
they said, El Elohecha, right?
By them
they crossed the line.
Moshe as their...
Correct, they had problems in... That's a story for another time, but yes.
That's
they definitely had a weird complex with Moshe, right? One second, right?
If he wasn't just
and
leader,
it's not just that there are statues. There's also, as we mentioned, the Eucharist, right? There's also these transubstantiation rituals.
What did they do to the Eucharist? After baptism or every Sunday?
I don't know. I don't think it's every Sunday. I don't know exactly.
I think it's just after your baptism.
I think it's some other point, right? Isn't it one of the...
Oh, when you're giving your name.
It's another one, right? Isn't it another one? Anyways, it's one of the other sacraments that you need.
Yeah.
But you eat the matzah and you say this is the blood of... The flesh of Jesus. And the wine is the blood, and somehow Jesus becomes part of you. Right? Which, yes, Jews look at it and they say,
it's a sweet idea.
I am never drinking wine or eating matzah.
Jews traditionally didn't just, you know, because we were persecuted by Christians. We had, right, people tended to have, you know, they used to express their disgust in very visual ways. I have a friend who is a bit... He still does this. He's an interesting character. But he would sometimes go by churches, and the minhag was to say, Shaketz tishaketzenu ki v'taev ki da'avenu ki cheirem hu. Right? It's a pasuk, right? Shaketz tishaketzenu, and then spit. Right? And he would like gather spit in his mouth on his way to... I don't suggest you should do this.
Just don't.
You should. Avodah Zara Mamish, the Gemara says you are supposed to disrespect actively. You're supposed to make fun of it. You're supposed to call it names.
So by calling the 16th chapel nice, you're being...
There is an Isser, as we'll see, maybe we'll see later in the Gemara, to compliment Avodah Zara. It's Usser.
So that's the building itself.
Usser!
Even the building.
Yeah, but
it's not the Avodah Zara itself.
It's
like if I were to say, like, this
crucifix, we'll have to get into parameters, but it is a problem.
Technically, you shouldn't do that because you know that you're a normal person, even though you don't have to agree with that church or anything with that bit.
But again, the pasuk seems not that way. If something's mamish of a dessert, we're supposed to disgrace it.
But you don't
make
have to
fun of
literally
it.
Of everything.
No, literally, like the Gemara says, call it tanusa asura chutz me'alusunz of a dessert. You're supposed, right, being a mocker and making fun of things is asura, except for a dessert, where it's a mitzvah to mock it. To go out of your way to make fun of it. Right? So if you think Christianity is like that, that's why Jews traditionally did that. Okay, fine.
Doesn't mean I have to do it.
No, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. No, like you actually think it's a mitzvah. It's a mamish a mitzvah. Right?
It's not whether you think it's a mitzvah or not. It's like, it is a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah to make fun of a dezara.
It's about God.
It is a mitzvah to make fun of a dezara. It is. It might even be a chiyuv. A mamish a chiyuv to make fun of a dezara.
But that's only if we consider Christianity.
I didn't say Christianity. I said about Dzara.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not okay.
If you see like a Buddhist baby,
okay, yes.
If you see like a Buddhist baby, you should spit at it.
Is it related to this?
Yes, it is.
Then fine.
We say that this was edited out, right? Doesn't that create a problem? Saying that there are many other things that could have been edited out.
We know that there were things that were censored out. Yeah.
There might be other things that we might not know of that were censored out.
Yes.
Doesn't that create a problem?
Yes.
Huge problems.
Yes.
We
have the manuscripts. You know, we have manuscripts.
There might be other parts that we don't know about. That
no. Things that had to do with Christianity were often censored out by the censors, right?
They wouldn't just randomly.
Most things don't randomly disappear. This one, it's obviously why it would disappear, because the Christian censors would erase it. Right? I mean, things that are related to Christianity, yes, are heavily censored.
So do we have everything?
We have a lot of manuscripts.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That creates a really big issue.
Yes. What I want to know is, I want to focus more on what is yes. This, and whether that now whether that has effect on halacha is an interesting question. I've given Sharon that before.
That was my
according to Shechter, yes, as I push it, right?
You're saying when we get a new transcript,
it turns out that
then we should probably change what we possibly
correct.
Don't we do that? Is that not a thing to do?
It's machlokas. Some posts can say yes. Shechter is very into this. The Chazanish is a big machlokas. What the Chazanish meant? Chazanish ostensibly said no. That the way we paskin is based on the Masura we have, and if it got censored out, then the Masura Psak is based on the text we have.
So silly.
It's a share for another time. You can go online and listen to it, or we can have the share another time. Fine.
I'd like to have that share another time.
Okay.
This one first.
Many Achronim, though, said, I don't like this. I can't believe that Tosfos ever said this. Lo hayu dvarim me'olam. So what do they say?
It's
So now let's go back to Tosfos. One way of reading it is the way we read it, but what's another way of reading it? What does right? One way of reading it is saying the Isser is that what Tosfos is saying is that Trinitarianism is not a Avodah Zarah. But what's a much? Give me a much narrower read of Tosfos. Right, let's go back to Tosfos. What did he say?
Wasn't that what I said yesterday?
Which was what?
It's like it's God in featuring Jesus.
That's the isn't that the Rambam?
No. How do you read Tosfos? The Rambam never read.
The Ramah, the Rambam. The Ramah.
Yeah, but many Achorim didn't like the Rambam.
Right.
And they said, "What is? That's not what Tosfos means."
They're praising like God in association with.
Good.
But that's not what Tosfos
right?
said.
Good. No, it is.
What?
Right? What many of the Achronim said is no. Tosfos doesn't say that the Trinity is not about Zara. What do they say? They say that swearing in the name of God and a saint, right? The Shateif, Shem Shamayim, the Davar Acher, is not usher. This is a local halacha. It's not saying that the Trinity is not about Zara. It's saying for a Jew. Right. If you take a vow, it's insulting to God to say, I swear in the name of God and the name of my dog. Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's insulting. But if a non-Jew wants to say, I swear in the name of God and the name of my dog, that'd be mutter. They don't have that isser. Right? It's not degrading for them. Mm-hmm. So the same thing, if they say in the name of God, in the name of heaven, and in the name of St. Jerome, right? So
why is that?
So shituf, right? So shituf might not mean Trinity. It might just be technically.
Wouldn't that? It'd be similar though with the whole Trinity.
No, but they don't swear in the name of the Trinity.
We don't swear in the name of Trinity. They wouldn't.
No, they would say. Well, that's what he said. What do they say? They say God. Whatever they mean. Remember. Let's go back.
Right, but if it's the Trinity, wait. Same deal. They're saying God.
They're not, the two no, they're not. They don't say in the name of the Trinity. They say
in the name of God.
No, they don't. Look back at Joseph. Be careful. What does he say?
So they
say God, they mean something else. It's not the word, it's just God.
Right.
They also mean God.
Right.
They just also mean other things.
Right.
I mean, the way to know the Behuda is, we'll see in a moment, know his son really, it's just published in Shuvat Nehuda reads this, is what are you talking about, Rama? Right? Though he denies the Rama ever said it either. Right? But he said, what do you mean? When Tosfos says that Bnei Noach are not Huzru l'shateif, they don't mean that it's not forbidden to believe in Trinitarianism.
Right.
It's a very local statement. Christians swear as follows. I swear by God and Saint Jerome.
Okay.
Tosfos says, look at that. Is there any Avodah Zarah in that? No. What do they mean when they say God? So they mean God and Jesus.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But is that what they said? And remember, what's the Isser we're talking about? Come back to the original Isser. What was the Isser we're even talking about? Shame, Elohim, Acherim, Lo Yishama Al Picha. Don't cause the name of an idol to be invoked. So note the Yehuda says,
it's not the name of an idol.
It's not the name of an idol.
Wait.
They might mean idolatry, but this is a very local halacha,
right.
Which is
as
Christians
said, it's
don't the, swear, right? Pagans said, I swear by the name of Zeus. Right. Christians say, I swear in the name of God. So they may mean something else. And they may say God and St. Jerome or St. Louis or whoever. It doesn't matter.
It's really
right?
Shame.
It's not Shame Elohim Achirim. It's not the name of another God.
Yeah, but they look at it as.
But it doesn't matter because the Isser we're talking about is Shame Elohim Achirim. Right? Remember, right? What question is Tosfos trying to answer? Which is, how is it mutter to cause a Christian to swear?
Yeah, but they look at
it. Doesn't matter. What was the prohibition we're talking about?
Why does it not matter?
Saying it.
What?
If they, saying.
Nahum,
it doesn't say
what,
it's the prohibition of getting to think it.
Hang with me here. What prohibition are we trying to avoid?
Causing them to say another God.
To
thing.
Say it. Right. And therefore Tosfos said, right?
So
the way they would read it.
Saint's name, which they look at us as a
no,
God.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They don't.
Look, back to Tosfos. Come back.
Okay,
no.
What about
no.
Jesus? They look at Jesus.
But they don't say no, Jesus. They say God.
First, they don't look at Jesus like God. Secondly,
I swear Jesus.
Read it. Look at Tosfos. Look back at Tosfos. Come on. This is how the Note Yehuda is going to read it. He says, V'af al pasha masha maskirin imayim shem shamayim. They say God. Kavanos of a davar acher. Their intent is for something else. I admit their intent is something else.
Really, they said.
But they said God.
So when somebody says to Jesus today, it's not
the way. That's what Joseph points out. Joseph doesn't weigh in on whether it would be usher to tell a Christian, swear by the name of Jesus. He says it'd be mutter to say, swear by the name of God, even if they mean Jesus.
Right.
Because.
But what if they swear
Jesus
the name?
Isn't there.
Correct. And they said, even if you say Jesus, right, this is a little bit of machlokas. Meaning, is it only if they say God, or what if they say Jesus? Now, that gets a bit complicated, right? Because if they're Protestant or Unitarian, then that's by saying, by the name of God and the name of the Messiah. Which, again, is not in the name of a deity. If they happen to believe that Jesus is part of the Godhead, right? Because you're talking to a Catholic, so then yesh ladun. Right? But what the Nehuda points out is nobody ever said Christianity wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was a very local statement. Right? That technically Christians say God and Saint Jerome, and the word God doesn't mean Avodah Zarah. Right? So now let's look at the Pesukei Teshuva. I gave you the Pesukei Teshuva here. It's a bit of a hard read, so let's read it together. Okay, Nachum, Nachum, you took yesterday. Right. Yosef, well, you can continue, or Yosef, you want to take it. Pesukei Teshuva, right? Pesukei Teshuva here quotes the Navi Yehuda. It's technically the son of the Navi Yehuda. He says, okay, Baruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, fine. Yishem Deksham Kazav Bahaga. Right, the Haggah is the Rama, right? The gloss is on Shulchan Aruch.
And they have
makilin. Some are lenient.
Some are lenient. The shutfot with partners.
Yima oved kochavim.
And with idol worshippers. Because there is not nishvayim.
Because they don't swear by the name, right? Nishba. They don't swear in the name of idolatry.
Now there isn't nishvan swears by avodat kochavim.
Ella, right? Mishatvim shem shemayim v'dvar acher.
Shem shemayim. From something.
They partner in the name of God and something else. Below matzin shi'ibn shem lefnei iver darayin amazor mal shita. Right, this is all what we've seen. Right, skip to the second line. Right, ayin b'tshuvas no de Yehuda. Who is the no de Yehuda? Who's the no de Yehuda?
Sephardi guy.
Nope. Rabbi Yechezkel Henda. He starts off as the rabbi of a little shtibel in Yampol. And then he becomes
the chief rabbi
of
Israel. Poland.
Out of Poland?
Kotsk. Lutz.
Bochum. Spain.
Lutz. Okay, there were three.
Berlin.
Belgium. We've never heard of this little town.
Prague.
Whatever.
Yampol, you never should have heard of.
Province.
Hungary?
Oh my god. Okay. So he lives.
Rhode Island.
Okay, here, I'll let you cheat. Maybe you'll remember if you cheat. And look up. You can look it up even.
I know, it's not like Galatora.
Yeah, but we don't have Wi-Fi.
It's a good,
for some
good
reason.
Great website, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't have Wi-Fi. For
I just copied
reason.
The entire thing and stuck it in a footnote inside my Devar Torah.
Yeah, the whole website is great. Yechezkel Henda. Right? Here. Born October 8th, 1713. Died April 29th, 1793. Right?
Okay. It's probably like Italy.
In 1745, he became the rabbi of Yampol.
Okay.
There you go. And he eventually became the chief rabbi of... What was the biggest city? The most important city?
Austria.
Prague.
Dang it. I said
Prague.
That was one of my numerous guesses.
There you go. Prague.
The people who are listening to the recording can attest to it.
Okay.
Good. Good. Now, the Navi Yehuda, you should realize, this was something pointed out to me once by Professor Lyman, Schneer Lyman, that even when the Navi Yehuda was like the rabbi of the little Shtibel in Yampol, the Ganz Olam knew who he was. Because he pointed out that if you pull out Sfarim from that era, all the big names in that era, in the 18th century, they all, obviously we always call everyone a genius, Harav HaGoyin, Harav HaGoyin, Harav HaGoyin, Harav HaGoyin, everyone's a genius, etc., etc. There's even a tshuva in Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was asked the following shaila: am I allowed to write Harav HaGoyin about somebody who's really not that smart? Is it sheker? Right? So his pshara is that you should write Hey Reish Gimel, Shipchik, right? And then have in mind it's Harav Gadol, and Gadol can either mean genius or like big, fat or tall, right? He can interpret however he wants. Leave it to him.
I need to get something to eat, otherwise I'm full.
Okay. Anyways, so he said everybody gets Harav HaGoyin, Harav HaGoyin, Harav HaGoyin, and the Behuda gets Harav HaGoyin HaMefursam Mofes Hador, right? Mofes Hador is the, what's Mofes? Like the miracle of the generation, the wonder of the generation, Nasi Yisrael, right? The Prince of Israel. So he's a big deal. So his son writes a tshuva, which is included in Tshuva's Note Behuda, in Simon Kof Mem Ches and Yoredeh, and he writes as follows. Well, I gave you the summary in the Pesukei Tshuva. He said, Sheherich. Go on, Yosef, continue. So he says, Ayin Tshuva's Note Behuda Tinyana, which is the second volume, Chelik Yoredeh, Sof Simon Kof Mem Ches.
So it's that. Means, well, yeah, that sentence
chelik
yod.
That
means no chelik yoredeya. What's yoredeya?
Yoredeya. You know, like there are four chalakim in Shulchan Aruch: Arachaim, Yoredeya, Choshen Mishpat, Emen Ezer.
Now you do.
Yeah, you told me you meant yod actually, as in ten.
Oh, thought I meant yod.
No, sorry, chelik yoredeya. Yeah.
What does that mean then?
You know, like there are four chalakim in Shulchan Aruch.
So I guess,
right? So it's the six. Is the section that relates to yoredeya?
Okay.
Right,
oh,
ritual
that,
law.
That part of Shulchan Aruch. So
it says Sheherich
Sof
Simon Kof Mem Ches
is a symbol of
Sof Simon at the end of chapter 148.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's all, right? That, this is just a reference.
Hey, remember when you yelled at me for getting that good wrong? Now yell at me for getting this one right. Exactly.
So there you go. Okay, good.
Everyone always criticizing.
Don't get things right, Shimon. Okay, you happy now? Or
no,
get things right.
Like, good job, you got it right.
Good job.
Everyone gets upset when you get
things yes,
wrong.
You should say good job angrily. Is that what you want me to do?
What?
Good job, Shimon.
Good job, Shimon.
Okay, good. Fine. Well, I'll say good job, but I'll be angry. Fine, good. So you said Sheherich. What is Sheherich?
That there is prolonged.
He extensively, right, he at length proved, lochiach, to prove.
To prove ma
demargala bifumayu. What's a margala bifumayu?
A leg from the legs. Oh no, margala.
Like the raglin?
No, so margala bifume is an expression from the Gemara, which means it was a pearl in his mouth. Right? Meaning it's a gem. Right? It's a gem, right? In like modern English, it's a gem, right? It's a gem that he always says. Right? Pearls of wisdom. You know, pearls of wisdom, the expression.
Yeah.
Right? So that in Aramaic you call that margala befumayu, right? Pearls in his mouth, a pearl of wisdom. So he said this pearl of wisdom that everybody says, right? Margala befume the inshe. Right? She'ein ha'ov de kochavim mitzuvim ala shituf. That what?
That there is not
that Ovdei Kohavim, non-Jews are not mitzuvim.
Non-Jews are
mitzuvim.
Obligated.
Are not commanded. Al hashituf.
About these rules.
Shituf. The belief in a Trinity and belief in multiple parts to a God. Right?
Shituf means Trinity.
It means multiple parts.
Okay.
Right? Partner. Who? Ta'ut.
Is guilty.
Ta'ut. Shimon, what's ta'ut?
Responsible.
Toes. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. He said this whole analysis is wrong. He said, where did they get it from? The Atzalam Zemilashon Haramahanal. They got it from the Ramah, based on Tosfos. But he says, Uve Emet. But in truth, what does it mean? By the way, remember, you should be able to cheat here because I already told you what he's going to say. Right? So what does he say? Kavanat HaRama. The intent of the Rama is what? Omer Eliata. So that which you combine in your Shua, and you don't say, what's Eliata?
You
don't say, you are my God. Rak Shemazkiro Bishvuato Im Shem Shamayim. They just mention it with God. Right? So this is yet a different way. Right? So one way of reading Tosfos is the way I said. Right? You could, the Nozi Hudir suggests a slightly different read, which is he's not accepting it as God, he's just mentioning it. Right? Right? In association. Is it Bazem Matzinu Isser Li Israel?
No.
Dichsevu Bishmo Tishavu. Right? Tishaveu. For a Jew, you can't do that because you can only swear by the name of God. Aval Ovde Kochavim Ein Mutarim Alze. Right? But non-Jews aren't.
Don't have this problem.
Right? Right? Meaning, it's a local halacha about vows. Either when you don't mention the name of an idol, it's not a problem. Or even mentioning the name of an idol, but with something else, but not accepting it is not a problem. Meaning, Tosfos meant some sort of limited halacha about vows. But not about whether it is or is not a avodah zarah to believe in a multiple part Godhead. Said, Aval ksha oved ko... Here, here's the key. Come on. Aval!
What?
Kishe oved avodat kochavim bishituf. But if you actually worship multiple parts to a god, there's no difference between a Jew or a non-Jew. Now, again, the Achronim are slightly different.
What,
on whether they think,
what do they mean by it?
Meaning, the Nozi Behuda, the Mil Tzedakah, which he quotes after this, the Shaar Ephraim, the Prima Gadim, all of them say different versions of the same thing, which is, worshipping a multiple part godhead is about desire for everybody. At best, what Tosfos is saying is that it's not usher for a non-Jew to vow in the name of God and a saint. Or God and meaning Jesus. Or maybe Jesus itself, God and Jesus is not a problem to vow. Whatever.
We're saying the Isser is...
It's a local... Right.
It's
correct.
It just applies to the word.
Correct. So some of the Achronim put it differently, right? Some say, look, they're only saying God. They're not saying Jesus. Others say, look, they might say Jesus, but Jesus isn't the name of an idol. It's a name.
Right.
Right? So on a very technical level...
Human being that existed at one point.
Correct. So at a very technical level, it doesn't violate Shem Elohim Acherim.
Right.
That's all the Tosfos meant. But if you actually worship the Trinity, it's avodah zarah. Now, the Pesachei Teshuva at the end says, "Ulfiani is died yavsha emet kenu." Right? The Pesachei Teshuva himself says, "Look, I think the Nozi Behuda is right lahalacha. Mikol makom, miyefshar lomar kemitasar amazal." He said, "Look, Nozi Behuda tries to claim that even the Rama agreed with this." The Pesachei Teshuva said, "Look, the Nozi Behuda is right lahalacha. The Rama really did think that Catholicism wasn't avodah zarah. It's just we don't paskin that way." He said the Rama really did say it.
Right.
Right. So all he argues is that Nozi Behuda thinks that even the Rama meant this.
Right.
Bishchei Teshuva said the Rama didn't mean it, but the Rama was wrong. Right. Meaning. Right. So what's the machlokes Nozi Behuda and Bishchei Teshuva? Nozi Behuda says even the Rama never thought this, and he thought that Catholicism was avodah zarah. The Pesachei Teshuva said no. The Rama thought Catholicism was not avodah zarah, but he was wrong. La halacha, the Nozi Behuda, Pesachei Teshuva, Mil Tzedakah, Prima Gadim all say that Christianity is avodah zarah, and who say, right, like the Rambam, right, and he quotes a bunch of other people who tried this and says it's all wrong. Now, if you look in D, right, I gave you a piece from Nevesh HaRav, right? Nevesh HaRav is.
Something with Rabbi
Yashaber. Yes, right? The Rav, right, in modern Orthodox colloquial English is Rabbi Soloveitchik, right? Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. So, Rosh Hechter wrote several books recording the Torah of the Rav. One of them is the Nefesh HaRav. Okay? So, on page 230 of Nefesh HaRav, the Rav quotes this machlokas and he says, Hashach li yardei vilalacha me Ramah. Right, the Shach and the Ramah both write. The Bnei Noach lo huzru ala shituf. Right, that non Jews are not prohibited in believing in a multiple part Godhead. Vuhu al pi avanasim divrei atosvos v'sanhedrin samach gimel. Based on our Tosfos.
Right.
V'rabbeinu amar v'shem hagrach. Right? The Rav quoted, who's the Grach? Please tell me you know this already.
The what? What'd you say?
Who's the Grach?
Ray Gershon.
Come on. You've been in Migdal for a year already. No, Reb Chaim. Hagon Reb Chaim.
Oh, Hagon Reb Chaim.
The Grach is Reb Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik.
Interesting.
Right? The father of Brisk. So what did he say? Shehi kishkaga sheyatza milifnei ashalit. It's a mistake that has gone forth from the ruler. Meaning, the Rama is a great person, but with all due respect, that's just wrong. It's just a mistake. Vahikar kavanat shar gdol yisrael betosu zahi lahalacha. We paskin like the other achronim in their understanding of Tosvos, lo huzru. What does it mean they're not warned about? Shalui shavavi shituf, to vow by combining things. Avavadi huzru shalavar avodazar b'shituf. But obviously they can't worship a trinity. So what do we have so far? La halacha. The Rambam says Christianity is
100%
avodazara. The Ramon, the Shach, seems to say the Tosvos holds.
It's not,
but only for non-Jews.
Still
right?
I get it.
I know, it's weird. I'm not saying it's not weird. Reb Chaim...
Who says that?
The Ramah and the Shach understand Tosus is saying...
Mm-hmm.
Now, parenthetically...
It's like a movie.
Parenthetically, why can't you say... Right? Why would the Ramah never have said that Christianity isn't a bazaar even for Jews?
In association with Jesus. Story.
Because hundreds of years of Jews gave up their life rather than convert to Christianity.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to say, oh, it's a mistake. Right? You're not going to say it's a mistake. Oh, it wasn't Abu Dazar. It's all a big mistake.
So what's
right? They gave up their life for no reason.
So what's the whole thing then?
You're not going to say that. No one's going to say that. And therefore, at best, what the Ramah says is that Tosus thought for non-Jews it's not Abu Dazar.
Okay.
But for Jews it is.
And then the Nevesher Rav.
And the Rav quotes Reb Chaim is saying, yeah. The Reb Chaim was so convinced that this understanding of Tosfos was wrong, he just says a mistake. The Ramah is a great person, but it's not
about not swearing regarding a trinity, it's about not...
No, it is about not swearing. Meaning, when Tosfos says it's mutter, he means you can swear in God plus...
Whatever.
Saint Jerome.
Okay.
Right? But to worship it...
Oh, right, obviously. So that's what I'm saying. It's not about swearing. It's fine to say.
Correct. That's what Joseph meant. Correct.
That's what I'm saying. Joseph,
correct.
But if by actual avoda, you can't
correct.
Do avoda.
Now, there are a million nafkaminas to this question. Right? So, right? There's a nafkamina, right? This affects, can you go into a church? Right? This affects, right? This was brought in the discussion, are you allowed to have churches in Israel? Right? I wrote an article about this over the summer, right? How the early poskim dealt with the fact that there's an Israel in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you have to destroy Batei Avot Zara, right? Because in the halacha, the way it's in the second Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, based on the Sifra, is that in Chutz Laaretz, you only have to destroy Avodah Zarah if it happens to end up in your rishos. Right? You buy a house, and they sell you the house, and they say you own it in all contents. And you get in, and pitom, there's a little idol, so you have to destroy it. Right? But in Eretz Yisrael, the way we paskin is you have to chase down Avodah Zarah. Any Avodah Zarah there is, whether it's in your rishos or not, you have to destroy it. So the early poskim in the 40s already, right? Rav Herzog said, wait a second. We have the state of Israel. Why aren't we destroying the churches? How are we allowing churches to survive? Right? So he says, first of all, the Ramah says that Christianity isn't Avodah Zarah, so a church isn't a bit Avodah Zarah. And second of all, he says, yeah, we don't really have a choice. Well, what choice do we have? Right?
Yeah, we're getting into a lot of trouble.
They did it every time the Jews took back Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but he said, nowadays, we don't really have that, because it'll start World War III, right? Or well, whatever. Well,
yeah,
we
and then finally Mashiach will be here.
Yeah.
What's
that wasn't...
Except World
to
War
quote,
III would last 7 years.
So Shimon,
just saying.
Shimon, you're wonderful. But Rav Herzog in that tshuva says, nobody with a head on his shoulders would say that that's what you're supposed to do.
I'm a headless man for everyone listening to this.
Baruch Hashem.
Does everyone believe in Golden Dove?
Some version of it. Who knows what it means?
Oh,
it's discussing the psukim.
No, can we not do this right now, please?
But that's a nafkamina. But there are a million nafkaminas in this question, right? But yes, the question of going into a church, the question of davening with Christians, yes, this also affects sort of, right, parenthetically, or, you know, sort of indirectly, the question of of interfaith dialogue, right? And the like. I mean, all these questions,
yeah,
right, are wrapped into, well, what do you think? Are we talking about Avodah Zarah or not? And again, there are people who will distinguish, right, between Catholicism, yeah, which believes in the Trinity, and Protestantism, which doesn't really.
Is a Jew allowed to read the Bible?
New Testament, right? To what extent can you read it, right? That might be related. Now, and in addition, right, we mentioned that it gets more complicated because you could think that the Trinity is not Avodah Zarah. That doesn't mean a church isn't a bit of Avodah Zarah, right? If it has, right, that doesn't mean that you don't think the Eucharist isn't an idolatrous act, right? Imbibing the blood and flesh of Jesus, right? It was for this reason, like Rav Henkin says.
Metaphorical things also.
Like, yeah, but we don't actually think we're becoming. They say it's mamish.
Oh, they're becoming like part.
No, like they mamish think.
I just want to point out. I don't think you can make that comparison.
No, we don't have it quite like that. But also, like the Middle Ages, right? Like the blood libels, right? Part of it is they really believe that, like, if you stab Eucharist, it would bleed. It's mamish, the flesh of Jesus.
What about if you stab one of those?
Yes.
Has anyone ever accidentally broken one and realized that it doesn't?
I don't know. Have you been to a Seder? Have you broken matzah? I've broken matzah. No blood came out. You know that this is there's a lot of academic theories that the blood libel was a function of the belief in the Eucharist, right? Because they were using essentially matzah-like things, and they believed that blood would come out of it, right? Because it was the flesh of Jesus.
Oh.
And they saw us with matzah, and they said, oh, there must be blood in it, right?
Matzah is not necessarily a cracker.
No, they buy matzah for they mamish. No, a lot of churches mamish buy matzah for Eucharist. Yes, and manischewitz for the wine. It's not a joke. They buy, like, manischewitz for sacramental wine.
I was speaking with a friar, and he said that matzah.
I don't want to get into that. They buy. I'm not getting to what halachic matzah is. I'm saying lemaisa, they buy manischewitz. You are correct. Matzah was obviously not originally hard. It was soft. It was a lafa, azoy pashrut. That's obvious. That's obvious. Whether Ashkenazim bismanazeh should be allowed to eat soft matzah, if you're asking me, the answer is yes. Azoy pashrut.
I want to revisit the statement that he made of the but we do interesting.
Nothing we do is that creepy.
That shouldn't be the answer. The answer is Judaism has reasons. Christianity.
Oh, I'm just saying descriptively, we don't imbibe the blood of anybody.
Comparison.
Okay.
Unless you don't fully believe in Judaism.
Unless you don't fully believe in Judaism. Listen, guys. Okay. We have one more sheet to go. But not today.
When?
The
next week.
Oh, right. The most controversial, complicated shita on this topic is not the Rambam, is not Tosfos, is the Meiri. Rav Menachem HaMeiri, Rav Menachem the Beit Meir from Provence, is one of the most interesting thinkers.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced?
Provence.
I had no idea. Provence.
Provence. Thank you. Try it again.
Provence.
He did it better than I did. Okay?
Provence.
There's a reason Europeans sound civilized and we sound like barbarians.
Well, we also have taken parts from literally everything.
We're also literally barbarians. Yes, Americans are mamish barbarians. We know that.
This is the truth. I mean,
it's MS. MS la mitai.
I mean, preaching to the choir, as they say.
Oh, for sure.
We know this.
But the Meiri, in at least 34 places, I think, has a category which he says.
Why do I feel like you can name every one of those 34 Balkan?
My kid.
How many of them can you do Balkan?
I don't know. Gidurim Begeder Hadatot. He introduces a category called non Jews who are Gidurim Begeder Hadatot. What is Gidurim?
Fences.
Yes. So they are fenced in Gidrei Hadatot, by the fences of religion, meaning they are constrained by religion.
Who is this?
Meiri.
Who's he referring to?
So that's the question.
Isn't that every religious
person? No.
You believe in any religion, or are you...
Certain religions. Well, and the Meiri has this controversial shita
pathway of life.
That according... Now there's been a lot of work done in this shita. Well, Jacob Katz wrote on it. And Halbertal has written a whole book on the Meiri, on this.
Why do you think a lot of
people... The Meiri... Halbertal. Not the Bubba dynasty. No. Halbertal. Moshe Halbertal is a professor. And there's a big... One second. People. So there's a big controversy about what it is the Meiri said. The Meiri... What is undeniable is the Meiri basically systematically goes through a lot of the prohibitions in the Masechet Avodah Zarah and says it does not apply to Christians, Bizman Hazeh, because they are Gidurim Begeder Hadatot. The question is, what exactly did he mean? And did he go even farther than Tosfos in saying, not only is it not Avodah Zarah for us, but it's not Avodah Zarah and they're mamish almost Jews? Right? Because he does seem to say that in like 30-something places.
Well, don't they get a circumcision?
We're only going to look at two of them. Because, or I could torture you and I could give you all 34 and say, for the next 3 months, all we're doing is trying to figure out the Meir Yeshita.
Hi, nice to meet you. You must be a time loser.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you. If you'd like to, I can.
I think I would know.
But what we're going to do is just explore a little bit of the Meiri and see why it is that at least some people have thought that the Meiri went even farther. It became important in the Sanhedrin of Napoleon. Because the Sanhedrin of Napoleon, does everyone know the Sanhedrin of Napoleon?
Like Napoleon Bonaparte?
Yes, that Napoleon.
Really?
So he had a Sanhedrin that he put together of rabbis where he would pose questions to about, and one of the things they asked was about the status of Christians, and suddenly they would all say, well, we paskin that for almost all intents and purposes, Christians and Jews are the same, relying on the Meiri. Now, they didn't necessarily have a choice in what they said because, you know, they were talking about Napoleon Bonaparte. But that's what we're going to try to do, is understand the sheet of the Meiri, okay?
Okay.
Guys, Shkoy.